Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We have a wonderful program for you today. Another one of these wonderful testimonies about a wonderful little girl that was sick all of her life. And when her mom and dad finally found the problem, got this little girl healed. We're going to talk about this today, and I am so grateful. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you and praise you for being our God and our Lord and our Savior and our healer and our deliverer. And I want to thank you one more time, Lord, for healing this precious little girl, Allison. We're going to talk about her wonderful testimony today with her mom and dad. And we give you all the praise and glory because we know you did it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today, I have a couple with me on the set here today that live in the Midland area. This is Will and his wife, Jennifer, and they live right here in the Midland, Odessa area. In fact, I think they actually live in Midland. I believe that's right. Now, this couple, what we want to talk about, this couple's like all other couples. They'd gone back to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and I believe Will was born in Waxahachie or somewhere back over there in the Texas area, but yet Jennifer, she lived out here. But somehow they wound up in the Dallas area together, met, and fell in love with each other, and got married, and then went along there in life, and like most young couples, you know, they get married, they want to have children. And I believe you said, Jennifer, you want to have several children.
Yes.
Y'all's goal is to have several. Well, you got to start out with one, don't you?
Yeah.
And they weren't having too good of luck. And so they were trying for about a year. And she said everything in her body appeared to work normal. Everything in Will's body appeared to work normal, but they couldn't get pregnant. And they had no concept of what prevents God from answering our prayer, really. They were learning. But anyway, as they were reading God's Word and learning different things, Jennifer, especially, as she was reading the Word, she saw all kinds of wonderful promises in there, but she didn't understand how they worked. And so one day she happened to turn on the TV, and Christian television no less, and happened to turn on, I believe she said GLC, mm-hmm. since she lives out in the Midland area. She turned on GLC, and lo and behold, she'd been asking God about certain things she didn't understand. And there was a preacher on there, me, and I was talking about these very things. And so after they listened to me talk a while and everything, they decided to come to Dallas and see me. So in about 4 years ago, I guess it was now, about 4 years ago, I want y'all to tell us, either one of you, Will or Jennifer, whichever one of you want to start here. Just tell us what happened 4 years ago whenever you decided to come see me for the first time.
Yeah, Jennifer had mentioned your program, and I'd seen some of it. I was doing something else while she was watching it, but when she talked about it, I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And so we went and traveled to Dallas that weekend, and earlier that day, we were, I don't know if we were having a disagreement or something, but she was like, well, maybe we shouldn't see him. But I knew deep inside of me we had to go see you, because I knew there was something special. I'd heard of faith healers before, but I knew there was something about this. And I'll tell my portion. We went to your teaching. We went to your school. And the thing that got me was the part about sin. You know, I always just thought, you know, sin's just a part of life, and, you know, you sin, you can't help it, you know. But when you talked about actually repenting and, you know, turning away and confessing it, then I knew that this was something way more serious. And I remember you had told stories of people who they might have died, and then they found, you know, things they were doing and whatnot. And I didn't want to be like that. So on the way home after your school, you had prayed over us on the way home after. You know, I'd confessed Jennifer some sin I'd been living in, and you know, since then everything's gone up. But that's my version of the first time we had.
Okay, Jennifer, now then, after Will has told us his side of the story, I want you to tell us what happened since y'all been trying for at least a year to get pregnant.
Right.
And after you came and heard me teach about sin and all these things, and I prayed for y'all, with y'all, but on the way home, like Will said, he realized there was some sin that he had in his life that he needed to get right with God and confess it. Right. And after he did, then when y'all come back home, what happened?
We got pregnant the very next month. So
wow, that quick.
Mm-hmm, praise the Lord. Yep.
Yes. So you got pregnant. Tell us, since you went through the pregnancy now, tell us some of the problems that you had with the pregnancy.
Well, actually, I had absolutely no problems because I was believing, and I knew that the Lord healed me. So I was standing on His promises. I was extremely strong in my scriptures, and my pregnancy was wonderful. I had an episode in the very beginning where I had a spotting, and I was using a midwife, and so I decided to go with a doctor. So I, of course, did the Christian thing where I searched out and, you know, found a Christian doctor, talked to him, tried to talk to him about his, you know, moral beliefs and stuff. And, you know, he proclaimed to be a Christian. So I thought, okay, well, you know, this is the road to go. And I'd never had a baby, so I was extremely nervous. And so, you know, I decided to have the baby in the hospital.
So whenever you started to have the baby, did you ask the doctor to pray with you?
I did. The doctor said that there was some complications. The baby wasn't coming down. So, he said, we may have to do a C-section. I said, well, let's pray. And he said, well, you can pray, but it's not going to change anything.
Now, wait a minute now. That's where most of the world, not the world, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Even people that say they're Christians, they really don't believe prayer works, do they, Will? I mean, they really, this invisible God that we can't see, He's not real to most of us, even that say we're Christians. Mm-hmm. Because we go do what we want to do, don't we?
Right. We do.
So when we go do what we want to do, we don't realize He's watching. He's standing there listening. When you were, we're not even going to talk about what kind of sin you were in. Whatever kind of sin you were in, whatever you're doing, the king was standing there watching
you,
wasn't he, Will?
The eyes of the Lord are on all the sons of men. That's right.
That's right. He knows everything.
That's right.
And so whenever that becomes a reality, a revelation to you, that God is really right here in this room, He's right here on this set with us today watching what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope He's very pleased with what we're doing because we're telling a story about how He healed your daughter.
Right.
How He gave you this daughter first, how that you two had tried for a year, couldn't get pregnant, then repented of your sins, and we prayed the prayer of faith, and the very next cycle you got pregnant. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
Awesome.
God is an awesome God.
Yes.
And so it just goes to show when you repent of your sins and then you stand on His word, He hears.
Mm-hmm.
And He opens your womb and you got pregnant, just like you wanted. And then you brought this little girl into the world and she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this eczema and some really bad skin problems. And I don't know if they have those pictures that they can scan. They scanned those a while ago. I don't know if they can put any of the pictures on the set or not. Is it possible? Oh, yeah, here we have. We got some of the pictures. These are some of the things this poor little girl looked like when she was just a little tiny girl. Look at the breaking out on her little face and on her body. Look how awful this is. Look at the rash on her little body. I mean, this is when she was just a few months old, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she looked so terrible. Look at all of those things. What a poor little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wouldn't think that. Look at that. Broke out all over. Now, you know God didn't want her like that, did you?
Absolutely not.
Now, if God didn't want her like that, why is she like that? You know, it's sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's sin. Now, there was some sin in there that when you look at her, you have to tear up even now, don't you, Jennifer?
See,
you look back and you think about how pitiful she was,
yes.
And you too know you would have given anything.
Mm-hmm.
You would have done anything to get this little girl healed.
Yeah.
But as she's growing, you're learning more about the Word of God. You at least come to Dallas and or to the Metroplex area where we were and listen to us teach God's Word, and it began to open a door for you, didn't it, Will?
Yeah.
Now then, as you read the Word and as you read the Word, you know it means exactly what it says, right?
Right.
And so you know you've got to stand on this mighty Word.
Right.
So as she's growing and she's having all kinds of problems, tell us about the first experience you had about the wheat. She was allergic to wheat, too, right?
She was as allergic you can be, which is a 5 on a RAS test, to milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts. She was a 4 to wheat. So she had, I was nursing her. I couldn't eat any of those things. If she came into contact with them, even in touching on the skin, she would have a reaction.
You mean if I ate a peanut? If I ate and broke the hull of a peanut and ate the peanut and then wiped my hands off and walked over and touched her like that, it would cause her to break out?
Right. Even not touching. Those pictures you just saw were from my husband eating peanut butter crackers while holding her. Mm-hmm. Never touched her.
Yeah, never touched
her. And then she broke out like that just because you holding her in your arms while you were eating a peanut butter cracker.
Right. Yeah. If we walked through the mall and they were cooking peanut butter cookies in the cookie.
Or if somebody ate it. One time somebody ate at Chick-fil-A and then they came home and just by their clothes being in the same room, you know, because they cook all their food in peanut oil. So,
I mean, you had to be careful, didn't you?
Yeah.
Will?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. And we had to carry around medication and, you know, make sure that we knew how to inject it into her leg at any moment. You know, with kids, candy, everything's processed with nuts.
So tell us about the wheat right quick.
The Lord had told me, we went to a healing ministry and the Lord told me that he rained down manna from heaven and he's the bread of life. Give her wheat. So I did.
Now the Lord laid this on your heart to do this.
Right.
Okay, so you gave her some wheat?
So I gave her wheat and she was fine.
She was fine, okay.
And she had had wheat every day for a year. And she still tested the exact same way when we took her to the doctor. He didn't believe us. And she still showed to be allergic, but she had no reactions.
No reactions. Okay, then so what did you do after this? You try something else?
I tried milk immediately. And I was like, oh, she's healed from everything. So we gave her milk, and she had a reaction.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, the scripture I really know that the Lord was showing me is that I was walking out without his protection because I was stepping in faith that I didn't have. Just like the Israelites when the Lord told them to... you know, to go and take over the promised land. And they said, no. And they grumbled and complained and they didn't do it. So the Lord said, okay, I won't go with you. And then they said, oh, wait, we'll go. You know, and then they were willing to go. And the Lord said, you go and I will not be with you. You will die. And they did, you know. And so you have to be obedient to God.
You mean you're trying to tell me that it pays good dividends to obey what the Lord says in this book?
It does.
Oh, in other words, if there's any two that knows probably as well as I do, because I've been tested many times myself, when we do not obey this book, this written word, we're going to pay a consequence, aren't we?
Yeah.
But the beautiful part, when we do obey this book and do what it says, we reap the benefits too, don't we?
That's right.
And you two are definitely receivers of God's wonderful benefit package. Okay, so now that we go along here now, and this little girl, she's getting better, you know, but she's not well yet.
No. I was able to maintain because of avoiding these foods. She was able to appear normal. But, you know, we had to make sure she stayed out of all these
areas. Yeah, and any time we visited someone, we had to make sure they hadn't eaten peanuts in a day, didn't have peanuts in their house. Right. And so it was a chore to go anywhere. We had to watch around other kids who their moms might have given them peanuts or something.
Wow, I can only imagine if somebody come in my house and said, before I bring my daughter in, have you had any peanuts to eat in the last 24 hours?
That was extremely offensive. People were always angry with us.
Yeah, no, they didn't understand.
I mean, but you had to take care. You had to be careful.
To
otherwise,
us, it was life or death.
Yeah. To y'all, it was life. To me, to eat a peanut's nothing.
Right.
You know, to me, to shake hands with somebody, I don't have to worry about shaking hands with him. Will walks in here, I stick my hand out, shake hands with him.
Right.
In fact,
going to the grocery store.
Yeah, I think about one day I was at a church and I'm going down shaking hands with all these young men, an 18, 20 year old, and I got to one of them. He jerked his hand back, said, "Mr. Scrivener, don't shake my hand." I said, "Why?" He said, "I have the flu." I said, "Son, I'm immune to the flu. It don't touch me. I walk in obedience to God's word. I walk in faith." I reached up and got his hand. I shook it. He said, "But I just sneezed in that hand." I said, "It ain't going to bother me." See, when the enemy has no hold on you due to no sin, you don't have to be concerned. He can't touch you. Just like Jesus. Jesus said, "The devil has nothing in me. He can't touch me." So when we walk in obedience to his word, he can't touch us either. And as you get rid of these sins, as you guys are learning now, you got rid of your sin first and you got a little girl. Mm-hmm. And now then you're getting into faith, walking in it, learning, confessing sin and praying and giving her things. And God is building your faith and this little girl's beginning to get well.
Yeah.
And now then we're continuing along and let's go on from there where you...
Okay. The Lord told me that she would be healed according to my faith. So,
Wait a minute now. He told you she's going to be healed according to your faith?
He did.
Is that written in a book somewhere?
Yes.
You say that to somebody, according to your faith. You don't have any faith because you didn't get healed. It makes people mad.
Mm-hmm.
According to your faith, be it done unto you. But Jesus said that over and over, didn't he, Jennifer?
Yes, he did.
That now you've come to realize both, you and your wife both know that if the Lord said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. That's what he meant, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right. And all you need is that little mustard seed of faith. That's just, all just a little bit.
But you got to have it, right?
That's right.
You need if that. You don't have it, it don't work. Okay, Jennifer, go ahead.
So I got pregnant again. And this time, instead of having a C-section, I was able to have a natural delivery. And the Lord was gracious and merciful to me. And it just skyrocketed my faith. It was just a ignition in my faith building again. And it just really repaired all the things that were broken from my first delivery. And the Lord spoke to me and said, give her eggs and milk. So I did. And she was completely fine. She threw up 3 times, which I really believe that she was, you know, delivering up those spirits that were afflicting her. And she's eaten milk and wheat ever since. Mm-hmm. I mean, milk and eggs ever since, you know. This milk and eggs is a little different because the Lord allowed a testing upon me, you know. And if I would doubt and worry and fret, then the Lord would allow 3 little marks here. So then I'd immediately repent. Lord, I'm sorry for unbelief, and I repent, and immediately she would be healed, you know. And this was a trying period. That was in January of 08, and then in March of 08, I really felt that the Lord was getting time to, you know, try the peanuts. And I was listening to your Caitlin's miracle story again, and I'd heard it many times, but this time the Lord really spoke to me during when you were telling me about the valve in Caitlin's throat not working. And immediately the Lord just flooded my heart, and I repented for unbelief, and I called Will and I called my mom and I said, she's healed in Jesus' name, you know. And I was crying and repenting, and I was just, you know, moved by the Lord. And I picked my mom up. We went to Abuelo's to eat, and I told my mom, and, you know, being a grandmother, being a mom, you know, she's not telling me any of her worries or concerns, but they're in her mind. So she just quietly prays to the Lord, Lord, if this is you, then please, you know, show me a sign. So we walk out to the car, and, you know, right there by the car door is a perfectly whole peanut. It was as if angels had laid the 2 halves together, not broken, not bruised, not crushed, perfectly whole, just laying there. No other peanuts in sight. And so it was our second confirmation that this was the Lord speaking to us. So I told my husband, we have to go see Thurman. We have to go. And so, we came up there March 8th to see.
Came to one of our healing schools.
Yes, came to one of your healing
schools. In other words, here's something that's unique about our ministry. Once a month, the second Saturday of every month, we teach people how to get healed.
Right.
We teach them what causes their sickness and then how to get healed. And I've been doing this for 15 or 18 years now, and thousands of people over these 15 or 18 years have come, just like you two did, and have brought their children or themselves and have found out that it was sin.
Right.
You know, so many people never learn that principle that it's sin. And if they never confess that sin, they get mad at God because, God, why don't my prayers get answered? And he will not answer the prayer, you know, when there's sin. So you have to get rid of the sin. And so y'all have got rid of all the sin now, and you've asked the Lord for all these things. He's shown you and your mother these things, and now y'all come back to the Metroplex, of Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Now we're out there at Justin, Texas, or actually in Argyle, the address, but we're closer to Justin out in the country with our church. We built our own church there. And we still hold that healing school there. And that's where you came and brought her. We had our new church building open just barely. You know, we didn't have it finished by a long shot. It looks a lot better today than it did when you were there last time. But anyway, you came and brought her. And what month was that?
In March.
In March. Mm-hmm. In March of 2008. We'd only been in it 3 months, I guess. So we didn't even have all the sheetrock finished or anything. Mm-hmm. But it just goes to show God can be there even when the sheetrock's not finished and the texture's not done.
Absolutely.
He can be there. It doesn't have to be a big, fine, fancy church for God to show up, does it?
No.
So you and your mother came.
Actually, me and my husband.
Oh, and your husband, too. You were there, too.
Well, my mother wasn't there.
Okay. I was thinking your mother was there.
She came,
with a testimony. That's where I'm confused. Okay. So you two came and brought your little girl in March at the second Saturday and listened to the Word of God, and then you brought her up. And we talked about, since y'all had done everything you had done, and she was born like this. I explained to you that since y'all had repented of all your sins, but yet since your little girl was born with a problem, she was born under a curse. There was some kind of sin in the past that kept a door open for the enemy to do this to your little girl. Mm-hmm. And so I told you that in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, that our King, Jesus, had redeemed your little girl from that curse. Yeah. He had already paid that price. Now then, all we had to do to get this to work for us was to step over in His Word, quote His Word, claim this promise, break these curses over her, because He'd already done it. Mm-hmm. So by faith in His Word, we claimed the redemption from the curse.
Yeah.
And then, after we did that, we rebuked the spirits that went with the curse. Mm-hmm. Because this is, it seems like, the most difficult thing for us, even as Christians, to grasp. That all that rash we saw, those terrible things we looked at a while ago on y'all's little baby, that was an evil spirit inside of her body that was mm-hmm. causing that problem.
Yeah.
I mean, people have a real problem believing this. But that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It is not in your DNA. It's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
And these little things are in there because they have legal right to be there because of sin.
Right.
Now, once y'all repented, once we broke the curse, as we broke the curse, I remember you saying, when I said, that's all you got to do, you can take her and feed her. And you said, are you sure? I mean, see, this is where believing what's written is a little difficult for us, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, especially as parents.
Especially a parent, yeah. But when we believed it, I said, yes, I'm only as sure as God's Word is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think I can stand on God's Word?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. If He said it, He's there to back it up, isn't it?
Yes.
And He said He watches over His Word to perform His mighty Word.
Yes.
And so that's all we did. It was just a simple prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, after we broke the curse, it was a simple recommending or rebuking those spirits and causing them to leave her little body.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, did we see anything happen?
No.
No? I mean, in the invisible realm of the world of God, He was busy at work,
mm-hmm.
making things happen as we spoke His Word. And what happened after that? After we rebuked the spirits and y'all left the healing school, what did you do?
Well, we just continued to thank the Lord for her healing and just praying for the right timing to walk that out and make sure that the Lord was with us this time. And so we on Sunday after church, we decided, my mom and Will and I decided to take her to Logan's. And we sat outside. We prayed. Allison knows some scriptures, so she repeated her scriptures. And we sang praises to the Lord. And, you know, we didn't show up with our medical bag, you know, that we'd had to take with us every day of her life for 3 years. And, you know, we just went in complete and utter faith. And we knew that the Lord was going to show up with us. And when we walk in, it's like a sea of water, except for it's a sea of peanuts,
yes.
Which is, you know, for 3 years, this is death. You know, you see a peanut and you're like, ah, you know. And my mom looked at us and she said, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil.
Amen.
And we were just jumping and praising the Lord. And we sat down and Allison said, Mommy, can I have a peanut? And we said, sure. And we gave her a peanut. And she had several that night, and she was fine.
Yeah, absolutely. No reaction.
I want to bring that little girl on the set right now. I want that little girl. I want you to come up here, Allison. Honey, come on. I want you to come up here. I want you to jump up in Mom and Dad's lap. And I want everybody. Come on. Come on up here. Yeah, come right up here on set. I want you to jump right up here in Mom and Dad's lap. I want one of them to hold you, and I want everybody to see how beautiful you are. I want them to see that there's not a single mark. Look how beautiful that little skin is right there. Isn't that beautiful? Does our King do good work, Will?
Yes, He sure does.
Does He do good work?
Yes,
He does.
Let me tell you, the King of the universe. Here's the little girl we had to pray for to get her into the world. And then when we got her in there, there was still a sin, a curse that she was going to be under that was going to cause her to be sick for 3 years. And then after standing in faith, you two learning how to walk in faith and getting more and more faith, because the Lord did tell you one time, didn't He, Jennifer, that she's going to be healed according to your faith. And so now then your faith's way up there, isn't it?
Yes.
So that is there, well, if there's anything we need in life, is it faith in God?
That's all you need.
If we got
need.
Faith in God, that's all we need, all isn't it, son?
That's all you need. That's how you get to heaven, through faith in Jesus.
You got
to
have faith in Jesus. You can't get there no other way.
Yeah.
So with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can look at this beautiful little girl that came into the world because of prayer.
That's right.
Yeah, I think how unique that was, how y'all had tried for a year. But I've seen other people have tried for 10 years, and they've come to me, and I prayed, and I've seen them. In fact, one couple wanted a child, and the child, they got triplets. That was something they wanted, babies. They'd been trying for 10 years. But I think how wonderful God is, and I want everybody to know, it makes no difference how awesome or how wicked of things you've done. If you will love God with all your heart and repent of all your sins and then find somebody that can pray the prayer of faith with you, that's the secret. You got to find a man or a woman of God that knows how to stand in faith when touch God's hand. And if you do, then you can have a beautiful little daughter like her. Even if she gets sick, you can have a beautiful little daughter that gets healed.
Right.
And today, now then, for months now, she's been totally completely healed and can eat anything you want to. Now, folks, Jesus will do the same thing for you.